You're listening to the Better Men Podcast, a No Deadbeat Society project. www.wearebettermen.com.
The views and opinions expressed on the Better Men Podcast are those of the host. Viewer discretion is advised.
Episode 25 of the We Are Better Men Podcast. Holy, 25. This is Leyland Deano, founder of No Deadbeat Society and Deano Digital. Digital marketing geek by trade, by life, by everything. And the big tattooed guy that you'll soon love to hate, or hate to love, or maybe neither nor, neither or. Whatever the case may be. Today I want to talk about being a yes man. And there's two sides to this that I've been thinking about for some time. The first is saying yes all the time. This is going to be the shorter of my vents here. But, I've been a person in the past who's just said yes too much. Typically, if you have a skill or you're able to do something, you'll get asked a lot to do it. More than often, you'll be asked to do it with no benefit to you in terms of payment for your time. That doesn't mean necessarily that you shouldn't help people, but, you know, it gets to a point where it starts absorbing all of your free time in life, and then you're not able to be at peace or have happiness and so on and so forth. But basically, the first thing is, it's interesting. I was reading on Forbes, there's this article, and it was all about of being someone who's a yes man, meaning that you always say yes when people ask you to do things, and its relation to cognitive dissonance, which, as you may or may not know, is a psychological state where someone is doing something that directly contradicts their moral compass or their belief or what they believe is true. So it creates this internal state of chaos. And what this Forbes article was saying was basically that they did some tests on some brains during these processes, and apparently people who generally say yes a lot are people who have similar characteristics of someone that's in cognitive dissonance. So basically what happens is you're really just saying yes because you want to avoid the confrontation. You want to avoid pushing back against something you don't really want to do. And that doesn't mean that saying yes all the time means you're doing that, because, you know, a lot of times we say yes to people that we love and we care about, or that there's benefits. But in most cases, when you're just a repetitive yes man, saying yes every time someone asks you, to the point where you have no time to yourself, you're just in that state of internal chaos. So it's just something to think about as you say yes to things. You know, it's okay to say no sometimes. I was recently having a conversation with some friends about this, and, you know, my thing for the past little while has always been, you know, I'm not going to just say no, because typically, if you're asking me for help, you're someone that believes that I would help you. So that means we have some sort of relationship. I don't really entertain strangers or people I barely know asking me for assistance. I prefer to have some sort of relationship first. But if you ask me and we have some sort of relationship where we're good, we're good people, we're friends, family, whatever the case may be, I'll be straight up with you. That's what I was talking to my friends about. I'll tell you, you know, I'll be transparent. Yes, I can help you, but it's not going to get done until this time, because I have to do these jobs first, which are paying my bills or putting food on my table, et cetera, et cetera. Or no, I can't help you because I'm working on this, and that will take too much time. You need to go hire somebody or hire me if it's something that's in my toolbox. So it's just something to think about as people asking you to do things. And then the flip side to this conversation is being a yes man. And this is getting straight to the core of men. And as we always say, there's a lot of the same things apply to women, but right now we're focused, you know, on our demographic, on our target, our discussion, which is men. We're primarily guys that are listening and that are involved in this. Shout out to all you women who are, though, and for the support. It's amazing. Thank you so much. But If you're in a circle, if you have a circle of friends and you're just continually saying yes to your friends or to people you know, to guys you know who are doing things that you know are not necessarily either morally correct or they're maybe just a waste of time and you know that, or there's something about what they're doing that you just don't think is right. Often we just say yes to them quickly and let that kind of just fade away and then carry on. The problem with that is that what you're actually doing is you're probably setting yourself up for some failure and them. And I think the reason why we don't say yes, or why we say yes, sorry, and why we don't say, hey, maybe you should rethink that, is because we don't want to look like we're jealous or envious of what they're doing or something. It's good to have creative discussion and go back and forth and have differences of opinions. And just because you have those doesn't mean you necessarily are jealous of that person. I think that there's a little envy in all of us, and that's motivation for me. If I see someone out there, a friend of mine that's doing something and they're kicking ass at it, I'm like, damn, that's awesome. At the same time, I'm like, I need to up my game because I need to get there, or I need to do this because that's what I want to be doing, or whatever the case may be. So the bottom line here is just that just saying yes to people, yes, that's great. Yes, you're on point. Yes, that's a smart move. Yes, what you're doing is logical. When you know it's not in your heart, in your mind, it's pointless, and it's gonna end up just hurting many more people, probably yourself, maybe even in putting that relationship in a not so great position. So stop saying yes. Before you say yes, just think for a minute. Take a pause. Think about why you're saying yes in any situation, and then go from there. So yeah, that was it for this one. Stop being a yes man. We are bettermen.com.